Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, I am genuinely shocked at how rapidly things have unraveled on the global stage due to Donald Trump and Netanyahu's reckless actions. I want to make an unscripted, genuine video where I just chat about the war that's ongoing, the consequences, and Mockler Media, which is the Gen Z media organization that we are building every single day. So drop a like, subscribe if you like these ranting videos where I just break down the news, and I want to back up, because the absolute scale of devastation caused by Donald Trump over the past year can't be summarized by just looking at the past week or the Iran war. Just skimming through the slashing of USAID, which is predicted to cause 10 to 15 million deaths by 2030. 4.5 million of those deaths will be children under the age of 5 who would have had easily preventable, or would have had medicine that would have fixed these easily preventable diseases. But no, Donald Trump yanked that away. They are now hitting a caloric deficit and slowly starving in Sudan due to the slashing of USAID. We have Renee Good, Alex Preddy, two people who were killed by ICE. We have Liam Ramos, a 5-year-old who was detained by ICE and kept in awful, awful conditions in a detention center. All of this combines to paint a pretty awful picture of America, and this is before we talk about the healthcare slashing, the Epstein files, and beyond. Now let's center it around the past month. We have gone to war with Venezuela, gone to war with Iran, and now Donald Trump is posturing towards Cuba. What have we gotten for the death and destruction, the 175 schoolgirls who were killed, the 6 U.S. soldiers? We've gotten nothing. Donald Trump is continuing to spiral today, and this is what brings out the worst in our president. What I mean by that is every single time we are in a moment of crisis, Donald Trump, this specific president, is at his worst. You can look at COVID. During the COVID pandemic, Donald Trump did not look for solutions. He went into denial. He looked away from experts and just started being reckless as hell. I mean, we know he's narcissistic and mentally ill, but during times of crisis, of unique pressure, he's even worse. Even looking past COVID and the absolute disaster that was, think about how uniquely disastrous Donald Trump's behavior was during the 2024 election, when he is under a unique amount of stress, and he is losing, and he is getting slapped by bad news after bad news after bad news report, then he starts to lash out and seek maximum destruction of the United States system. He did that during the 2024 election by claiming that everything was rigged. So today, when I woke up, I was shocked at something actually happening. Like, something for the first time is actually shifting on the global stage. There is a meme among Gen Z communities, or millennial communities, and it's that nothing ever happens. Throughout all of the big news that happens, throughout all of the big headlines, nothing ever really shifts. Nothing ever really happens. The wealth inequality stays, the stock market continues to slowly go up, we always have some sort of demented speech or rant from Donald Trump, but now, it feels like something is actually happening. I wrote a tweet this morning that is going incredibly viral. It has a few hundred thousand views, and it says, "Holy shit, catastrophic morning for Donald Trump. Oil prices surge as the Strait of Hormuz slows to a halt. 92,000 jobs were then unexpectedly lost in February. The market was shocked as a result of those 2 points and began to tank. Then Donald Trump decided to panic and ease sanctions on Russian oil, only for us to learn that Russia is now using those funds to help Iran. The United States is effectively funding the enemy in a war that Donald Trump recklessly started." So we are now at a point where the average American wakes up in the morning and the headline is, we are in a war, we are funding the enemy to distract from the Epstein files that are slowly being trickled out. I mean, I haven't even had time to dig into the new transcripts that released this morning because I've been covering the insane economic torture that Donald Trump is unleashing on the world. But just to focus on the Epstein files for 1 second, the lack of transparency and the panic there is a perfect microcosm of what happens to Donald Trump when he's under pressure. The same point I was making a bit ago. The Epstein files are a topic that Donald Trump is uniquely squirmy on. I know you guys notice it. Whenever someone brings it up, it's like he's cornered. It's like he's trapped. It's like he can't get out of it. He's like, he just starts freaking out and lashing out at every female reporter over and over and over again, calling them quote unquote piggy or whatever. That is what we're going to see at scale, because Donald Trump cannot stop stepping on the rake and making mistakes. Now, this brings us to the midterms that are happening in about, I guess, 7 months, 8 months here. When the November midterms come, Donald Trump will be doing anything he can to undermine that election. That is why we are going to band together to push back. If we all work together and make it too big to rig, if like-minded people across the country show up and make sure that we vote in numbers, then that will signal to Donald Trump that his anti-democratic behavior, his illegal wars, his pedophilic covering up of the Epstein files, his tariffing of every country, his utter destruction of the U.S. economy is not welcome. If I had to guess what really affects most Americans, what's really going to wake most people's eyes up, it happens sort of in layers. So there's stuff that only political hobbyists, only political junkies care about. Like, my job is covering politics. So I know exactly what's happening in Ukraine on most given days, but most Americans aren't really caring about that. The Epstein files then gets introduced. A lot of Americans care about this. People who are just friends of mine in high school that don't pay attention to politics are posting about the Epstein files, posting like sort of memes about how Trump is covering them up. That breaks through. ICE murdering U.S. citizens, then broke through to a different level. I had like former teachers saying that, hey, this shouldn't be welcome in America. I had people speaking out about this all over my feed. I know you guys saw it as well. But gas prices spiking, the economy just absolutely plummeting, wars starting while that happens, this opens the eyes of Americans en masse. I'm honestly shocked at how rapidly everything is unraveling for this administration. I'm not surprised that Trump is screwing up. I'm not surprised that he's covering up the Epstein files or going to war, but the amount of news that we've gotten today. I just got a new headline on my phone. This new headline on my phone says, Russia is aiding Iran's war effort by providing intelligence on U.S. military targets. And the United States is now funding that effort because we lifted our sanctions on Russia. This is not just a mess. This is not just a catastrophe. This is an absolute unforced error from the United States where we're like shooting ourselves. We are causing destruction on our own country. And not we, I mean this administration that is unfortunately representing the United States. This is before you even talk about the tariffs. This is before you even talk about the repeated bullying of our allies like Canada, therefore pushing them into the arms of China. This is before you talk about how hard we are getting outflanked by our enemies and allies alike. I really dislike this president. I pointed out in another tweet, did we just trigger the most self-defeating chain of events we've ever seen in modern history? Israel drags the United States into war with Iran, and after oil prices surge, Trump lifts Russia's sanctions. Russia uses that money to help Iran. We just funded our own enemy. I've made this point several times on Twitter because it continues to go viral. This is the most mind-blowing, shocking sequence of events, and most Americans aren't even tuned into it. So we have to continue to reiterate every single day what is happening. Make sure you comment what you're thinking, how you're feeling, what state you're in. I want to know how everybody in the Mockler Media audience, we can call you all the Mockler Mafia, is doing. Let's continue to build this community. Let's continue to put in the work, and we will make a change. I love you all. I'll see you all in the next video, and peace out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.